muscled clean out the dirt. Salesmen from Catacombs Incorporated couldn't solve every ghetto problem. They offered no solutions for gross poverty, quick death, or the weariness that congests heads and chests like a brutal cold. But they did offer one product that could restore blighted North St. Louis neighborhoods. Geb's Magic Red Bricks. Nobody asked how those salesmen could haul wooden carts heavy with hundreds of bricks, bulky arms straining under cheap suits, halos of sweat adorning bald heads. Nobody asked why only the finest women could buy a brick. Nobody asked why the bricks were irregular, some of them bloated with muscle and green veins, some of them sporting coarse pubic hair, all of them pulsing with the faint heartbeat of a wounded animal. Nobody consulted apocryphal books of the Bible, divine explanations from prophetic dreams, scattered chicken bones. Nobody asked how the bricks could flex and twitch. So the finest women spent the whole summer commanding their husbands, brothers, uncles, sons, and grandsons to commandeer the remains of vacant lots and condemned houses, slice machetes and hatchets through bramble and boughs of honeysuckle, bang sledgehammers through crumbling walls and cracked foundations, cart off rubble and junk, thump shovels in hard earth, and so Geb's Magic Red Bricks where the land had been raided, salted, turned to soot. The most shrewd men wiped sweat from their chins and told the women, "Y'all done really lost your damn minds this time. You got us out here in the heat, moaning and groaning, humping and bumping. And for what? Some old hoodoo abracadabra bullshit? Call us some sad, sorry bastards. But y'all don't listen no way. God bless and count yourselves lucky we love you." And those same shrewd men shut the hell up and gawked when they felt the earthquake and saw brand new homes muscle clean out the dirt. Nobody prayed for understanding or reckoned Catacomb Incorporated's proprietary alchemy.